Hello and welcome to another great day here on the Jet Set. We have lots planned for you today. We're discussing medical tourism with celebrated plastic surgeon, Dr. Brown.
And we're taking you to experience the World Association of Marching Show Bands 2023 World Championship.
But first, we're talking travel news on Here's This. All this and so much more about to take off right here on the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
Grab your water wings because we're about to dive into travel news on Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. A flight attendant was injured after an Allegiant plane took, quote, an evasive action avoiding a mid-air collision with a private jet. The Allegiant flight was headed for Lexington, Kentucky. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, Allegiant Air Flight 485 just left Fort Lauderdale Airport when an air traffic controller in the Miami Air Route Traffic Control Center instructed the flight to turn eastbound at an altitude of 23,000 feet plane crossed in front of a Gulfstream business jet heading northbound. According to the FAA, Allegiant Air Flight 485 received an automated alert about another plane flying at the same altitude. The pilot of the Gulfstream's business jet also made an evasive action after getting a similar automated alert. The Allegiant flight returned to Fort Lauderdale after a flight attendant was injured in the incident. Fortunately, the FAA did not report any injured passengers. Now, NBC interviewed a passenger on the flight who stated that, quote, two of the flight attendants that were handing out drinks at the time, they both fell to the ground. One of them was completely fine, but the other one did hit her head. And it also turns out that she snapped her wrist.
Okay. As a flight attendant, have you ever had this kind of situation? Because my heart is starting to beat just even thinking about like this. It had to be like,
So like I've always known that that system exists where like it alerts the flight deck if two planes are headed toward each other. Mm-hmm. One's always supposed to climb while the other one's always supposed to dive and turn opposite ways. I've never been on a plane where that's happened. Never.
So if someone is hurting themselves, that means they had to like jerk out of the way so fast that they like.
Exactly. It is a very quick, and sometimes out of the pilot's control even. The planes just automatically try to get out of each other's way.
What are you guys doing down there?
You mean up there?
Yeah. Down there, up there.
Both of them. I mean, yeah, I've never experienced, I've experienced like extreme turbulence where it's jolted, like I've been airborne while in the cabin, but never because we're avoiding hitting another plane. You know, we had all of these stories like a couple months ago about planes almost hitting each other on the runway. This is the first time we're hearing about it now
mid-air?
Happening up there.
This makes my like my heart start beating. You know how I like, you know, I love to fly, but like
another fear activated. Okay. Tires on a Delta Boeing 757 caught fire and burst into flames while landing, now resulting in an evacuation of 190 passengers onto the Atlanta airport tarmac, said the FAA. FAA is reporting a lot of stuff lately. At approximately 6 p.m. while landing on this particular day at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Delta Flight 1437 experienced a burst in its left main gear tires, and a photo and video were sent to the local news station so you can take a look at what happened there. That's pretty common when the tires burst. I mean, that's not, I don't wanna say common, but. Yeah.
Has this ever happened to you when you were flying?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I say common, like it's something that like you planned, like you know can happen.
Okay.
It's not, you know.
Have you ever been in a situation where they had to open the door and the slide goes out and you go, wee?
I would not be that happy if that situation happened, let me tell you.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, I've never had to evacuate a plane.
Oh my God.
Like for any reason. No.
We want to hear the stories about, has that happened to anyone? Because like, I can't even imagine just the whole thing. You like, you see it and you never think like.
They train you so hard for it that it would be automatic. Like if that situation happened, you would automatically just take over. But thankfully, never happened to me. Hopefully it never happens to you. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with more of the Jet Set.
You know, I think I'm only going to fly with you. It's the night before your trip, sitting on the floor, packing your bag and face your usual dilemma. Do you or don't you pack your trainers and gym clothes?
The answer is no.
What do you think?
You don't.
The trick is to not overthink it. There are plenty of things you can do while traveling to stay fit without going to the gym. Okay, are you ready to hear about this? Well, take a break from your work and other commitments, but take the time to focus on yourself and having a good time. You wanna hear about having a good time? I'm gonna tell you. Not exercising will only make it harder to get back into a healthy routine, Bobby, once you return.
But who said I was in a healthy one to start?
Mixing up your workout is the key to keeping it interesting and enjoyable. With that in mind, I have simple yet effective tips for everyone on how to stay fit to fly on the road. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well listen, and this is what I like to do. I like to walk everywhere.
I can do that.
While looking cute. Skip the bus, train, or taxi, go by foot. To travel is to explore, Robert. You can't do much of that if you're trapped in a moving vehicle. Get out there and you'll discover so much more on foot. You might even make a new friend.
I like walking everywhere when we're traveling.
You are a walker. Well, because you're a New Yorker. I practiced this on a recent trip to France where I found more staircases to climb than I ever even intended to. And I felt it in my butt.
Okay,
now take a sightseeing run. This is for Bradford. Forget the Segway. Actually, have you ever done a Segway?
I have done a Segway.
I've never done that.
It's very entertaining.
or a hop on, hop off bus. Get up and go for a morning run. You'll see all the sights with fewer tourists around and you'll be able to appreciate the view more. I would love to do this. I always want to be that person who runs in the morning.
But still, you're not?
Nope. Check out local parks
and trails.
She just
tells everyone else to.
Ask the hotel staff about safe nearby routes for walking or running and go experience the great outdoors through the eyes of a local. So Brad and I just did this when we were over in France and it was really awesome. And it was a great way to see the city. And all of these tips are a great way to stay fit to fly. We've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of the Jet Set coming up in just 60 seconds.
Grab a bottle because we're about to pour a second glass of travel news on Here's More, powered by thejetset.com. A tourist has become the subject of the internet's ire after a video of her dipping her water bottle into Rome's Trevi Fountain for a drink went viral. The video, shared by witness Lex Jones, was taken last month at the popular tourist attraction, which was packed with other onlookers enjoying the day. As the video begins, a woman in a blue shirt, a blue baseball cap, and white pants can be seen balancing on stones left of the fountain's center, holding a bottle under a cascade of water to fill it. The fountain, considered a late
Baroque
masterpiece, according to Encyclopedia Britannica. Encyclopedia Britannica is still a thing. Anyway, is one of Rome's most revered symbols. I have so many questions. First, is Encyclopedia Britannica still a thing? Like, do you remember when they came out like on CD-ROM and you had to buy it for your computer?
CD okay. Who?
Exactly. No. Number two, why would you drink from the fountain?
Well, I have no idea, but I know it has been extremely hot in Rome. Like, everyone is just like getting into all of the fountains and doing, but I wouldn't drink the water.
Miss Fit to Fly. Let's say you're really thirsty, it's really hot, and let's say there's a sign around this historic site that advises onlookers not to touch, climb, or use the fountain as a source of water. Would you still take a drink from it,
Robert,
because you're desperate?
Robert, as you know, people go crazy when they're on vacation and people tend to lose all common sense, especially when they're in some place as beautiful as Rome. You and I have both seen people acting absolutely crazy when they go to these amazing, historical, beautiful places. So this actually doesn't surprise me. And come on, people. And also, if you're drinking from a fountain, I don't care how thirsty you are, you know you're getting sick. Come on. Come on, everybody.
Well, the onlooker said, quote, "I was just like, wow, this is crazy. So I started videoing it."
Oh, see, also, whatever you do out there, no matter where you are, someone is watching and someone's taking video. So don't be that person.
I'm always watching you.
No, you are.
Always.
But I'm not drinking from fountains. After a summer of soaring travel prices, overcrowded airports, and delays, what should travelers expect when heading out in late August and over Labor Day weekend? And where should they be looking for last-minute trips? Plus, it's time to start planning for those winter holiday getaways. Travel expert Janine Tornatore joins us to break it all down.
As Labor Day weekend approaches, travelers are looking for that last long weekend escape of the summer season. And there are plenty of destinations that offer so much to do over this Labor Day weekend. I'm actually coming to you from the Z Bar at the Chicago Peninsula, overlooking the beautiful, magnificent mile here. You have the iconic water tower behind me, the Hancock Building. And look, city escapes can be a fantastic option, especially for those quick, long weekend escapes. This is the prime time to visit a destination like Chicago. September boasts some of the best weather in this destination, and you still have all of the fantastic outdoor activities happening. I'm talking the Riverwalk, kayaking the Chicago River, the architecture boat tours, Millennium Park with its climbing wall, its interactive fountains and public art. So much happening here in the city. I also always recommend, if you're coming to a destination like Chicago, to get outside the city. There are some fantastic regional escapes here as well. Just a couple hours drive. A couple of my favorites here, Starved Rock State Park, a beautiful destination, just a 2-hour drive outside of Chicago, where you have 13 miles of hiking trails. You have beautiful bluffs overlooking the panoramic views of the Illinois River Valley. You even have a lodge there if you want to stay overnight. In Galena, Illinois, they boast one of America's most beautiful main streets with boutiques, bakeries, wineries, orchards, beautiful B&Bs. They even have tree houses you can stay in this destination. So lots of things happening. So look at the city escapes from the long weekend. Add a couple of days on to visit some of these great regional destinations as well.
What other destinations do you like for those looking for a late summer escape?
Now, if you're still looking to hit the beach this time of year, my pick for you here is looking at Texas. Texas has over 350 miles of shoreline with so many beautiful, quaint, small beach towns. A couple of them that should be at the top of your list. Kima. Kima is in Galveston Bay. This is just 40 minutes outside of downtown Houston. And Kima is home to a fantastic classic boardwalk experience. So you get the rides, the dining, games, and you have great live music. They have festivals happening all the time here. Kima is also known for its on-the-water activities. So great boating and sailing opportunities here. My other Texas shoreline pick for you is called Port Aransas. This is just outside of Corpus Christi. It's 18 miles of beautiful, wide open, laid back beaches. This destination is the fishing capital of Texas. So if you love to fish, this is the place and the time of year to do it. Plenty of restaurants that will cook your catch and just a beautiful place to visit that lives on that island time. So it's really laid back, great for large groups and families as well.
And you say that now is the time to start planning for the perfect winter holiday travel. What should we be thinking about and booking now?
If you are planning on traveling over Thanksgiving weekend, now is the time when you really should be booking those airline tickets. If you're planning on traveling in December, Christmas, New Year's, you have a little more flexibility. That sweet spot for booking airline tickets is mid-September through early October. And those international flights, data shows that early September is going to be your best bet for booking those. Now, another sector that we're seeing extremely busy is cruising. Carnival Cruise Line, in fact, said its ships are pretty well booked out through the end of 2023. So if you want to take a cruise in 2024, that is something you need to be booking now as well. The good news for travelers is Carnival actually just launched a ship out of New York City, the Venezia, this summer. In December, they're launching the Jubilee out of Galveston and yet another new ship in 2024. So that's going to increase that cruise capacity for guests by 22%. So the headline here is book that holiday travel and book those 2024 cruises now.
Thanks so much for all these great suggestions, Janine.
Thanks for having me.
We've got to take another short break, but don't go anywhere. We've still got lots more of the Jet Set to come.
Have you ever wanted to go on a girls' trip, but no one can decide where to go or what to do? How about that boys' trip to go ATVing or that dream concert? Well, I found the best company to get you on that trip. It's Pack Up and Go. Founded in 2016, Pack Up and Go was created to help travelers explore the U.S. with ease and spontaneity. And joining us today is founder Lillian Rafson. Hey, Lillian, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Lillian, I absolutely love your company. How did this idea come about?
I started the company in 2016 when I was 23 years old, and I knew nothing about business, nothing about the travel industry, but I was traveling around Eastern Europe, and I heard about the concept of surprise travel while I was abroad, and it dawned on me that at that point, I had been to more countries than I had states in the US, and I realized, you know, I had always thought about going to Charleston or Boston or Denver or Seattle. And I just never actually took those trips. And I started thinking about all of the impacts that travel can have on local economies. And I thought that surprise vacations within the United States would be the perfect way to reinvoke a little bit of fun into vacation and also help these local economies by sending people to places that they might not think to visit organically.
Okay, so how actually does this work?
Yeah, it's a really fun process. So we always say that we want this to be the easiest and the most exciting trip you ever take. When our travelers sign up for a pack up and go trip, you can choose between all four types of trips that we offer. You can fly to your destination, do a road trip to a city, do an outdoors road trip, or do a you pick trip where you choose the destination and we plan the surprise from there. So once once you've chosen how you want to travel, you then complete our pre-trip survey. So you tell us your travel dates, your budget. We ask where you've been recently, what trips you have coming up, your hobbies and interests, dietary restrictions, anything else we need to know. So for you, that's it. We then have a team of travel planners who read through each and every pre-trip survey. This is not an algorithm that's spitting out a vacation for you. These are real humans planning. And we choose your destination for you. We make your reservations. We book your travel, accommodation. We curate recommendations. Since you don't know where you're going, you don't have time to do research. So we do all of that for you based on your pre-trip survey.
And then that is amazing.
Yeah, the last step is that a week before you leave, we email you with the weather forecast, what to pack. So we'll tell you hiking boots or a bathing suit or a winter coat, depending on where and when you're going, and what time to be at your airport for your departure.
Then Oh my God. Lillian, you guys take care of absolutely everything. I just really just need to show up.
Yes, that's truly it. You just have to show up. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about some of your favorite itineraries.
Oh, wow. It's hard to say. We have now sent over 40,000 travelers to over 300 destinations. So we have a lot of trips, but the day of our departure, when our travelers open an envelope to discover where they're going, the thrill of seeing that never stops being so much fun for me. So I went on a pack up and go trip last year with my fiance, and we went to Charleston, and so I obviously loved that trip. It was perfectly tailored to us. It was the perfect mix of relaxation and sightseeing and going out to eat and drink and seeing the town. But we've planned some amazing trips for friends coming from 5 different cities around the country, and we have them meet up in their destination. So if they tell us that they love live music and cocktails and history, then maybe New Orleans is a great fit for them, or maybe it's Austin. It's so dependent on who the travelers are and what they tell us they love to do. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Lillian, this is such a good idea. And actually, I'm going through the same thing because my girlfriends, we're busy moms, we're professionals, and we can never kind of like commit to, we really want to do a wine tasting. And just for you guys to take the kind of the minutia and the grunt work out of everything and planning something, and we just have to show up. It is such a good idea, and I'm going to be doing this soon. I absolutely love it. But do you guys do international trips, or is it in North America? Where do the trips go to?
Our trips are all within the United States, so departures and arrivals in the US. So you know that you don't need your passport. You can use your phone. You have the currency. We think that with the element of surprise, keeping it domestic really simplifies the surprise. And we do offer 24/7 support in case anything comes up during your trip. So if your flight is delayed or canceled, we are there to help you. So we always say, you relax. We'll do all the stressful part of planning a trip and servicing the trip.
Lillian, I just absolutely love this. Where can people go for more information and to book their own pack up and go trip?
Our website is packupgo.com, or you can follow us on social media. On Facebook, we are packupgo, and on Instagram and TikTok, we are packupgo_travel.
Thank you so much for joining us, Lillian. Well, we have to take one last break, but I've got your dose of travel inspiration still to come, and you don't want to miss it. It's time again for your daily dose of travel inspiration on the go. We're Bobby. Today, we're sending you from Rome to Venice on the Italian Sojourn itinerary with Viking Ocean Cruises.
I'm ready to do this one.
This is something I am so down for. Okay, where you're gonna sail around Italy, boot, experience the legacies of civilizations during this fascinating 8 days. Tell me all about it. Oh my goodness. Cruising Italy between
Civitavecchia. I got
Thank
one.
Thank you. Yeah, you did it. Civitavecchia and Venice. Discover the magnificent Amalfi Coast and Naples and visit Messina, all Sicily's cultural crossroads. Hear the echoes of ancient Greece in Crotone and witness the beauty of Puglia and Bari. Right?
Sure.
Am I saying this right? Explore historic Sibenik. Sibenik?
Yep.
Sibenik. I'm learning also with you guys, Croatia's oldest coastal town. An overnight in Venice lets you immerse yourself.
You love immersion.
In Italy's most romantic
yes.
city. This journey is available now with discount effort from the US and a $100 Visa gift card just for booking by visiting ocean and riversailings.com.
Look at all those places you can go.
I mean, I learned how to say two different places just now. Let's book it, Bobby. Book it.
Thank you for watching today. We'll see you next time.